Okay, thank you. Okay, it's shortly after 9 p.m. on Wednesday evening here, April 13th. And I believe we have 6 directors plus physical in attendance. Is that correct?
Correct.
And we have the names of those recorded, those directors present.
We can just say our names. I'm Shamim.
And I am Shana.
I'm sorry, Shana's here? Okay, great.
Yes. Brady.
Roberto Vasquez.
Brady and Roberto. And
Robert Down.
Oh, hi, Robert. Thank you. Okay. We should.
I'm sorry, Stephen. Brady, you have to give me permission to record.
Brady records it. Okay. Nobody else needs to, I don't think.
So do I have permission to record?
I tap the record key here on my end, and it says, please request recording permission from the meeting host, so...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Let me see. Oh.
I would imagine only one person needs to record.
Yeah, there's only one person needed to record, and I heard a message saying that this is now being recorded. So whoever pressed the record sign would see that light on the screen somewhere.
You should be able to record now too. It's just something I had to click if you want to do it.
Okay. All right. It's recording.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, Stephen.
So right now, people are recording. Brady is recording. FSGL is recording.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have a backup.
Okay, good.
Sorry, Stephen.
You can make it free if you want. I don't know.
Okay, so moving on, we can go to reading and approval of the previous minutes, and I think they are made available on the forum.
Mm-hmm.
And is that through the OEMR wiki? There's also a link to it, I think.
Yep.
Now, I guess we're going to have to read these. Dr. Lee, do you mind?
Why don't we just do this? Why don't you just ask us to approve the minutes because it's already posted, and I read it, and I assume anybody who's interested read it. So can we just go and approve the minutes, please? I move that we approve the minutes. Can someone?
I read them too, and there were some addendums added on, and I approve the addendums too, and I'll second that.
Okay.
Brady, there is one more person dialed in.
Who's that?
Call in user 2.
This is Roberto. I was kicked out of the conference call because I had another call.
Welcome back, Roberto.
I called back.
So okay, we have a motion.
There's a motion to approve the minutes that have been posted with the addenda.
It was seconded
like
by
the
Brady.
Second thought? Posted, yep, made by Brady. Did someone second that?
Yeah, Brady seconded it. So if the Brady seconded it. So
yep, yeah, Brady seconded it.
Right, so we approved it. Okay. Moving on.
We should agree or
point
say aye if anyone's opposed.
Point of order. Who is acting as the secretary for the... Who is acting as the officiator of this meeting? Maybe we have one person that's driving it.
That would be me. The bylaws, I'm the treasurer. Even way, I have to step in for Tony, and then since Art resigned, which I guess we should take up at some point here as an extra item to the agenda.
Okay, so you're okay. I just wanted to clarify that you are driving.
Yes, I'm presiding. Thank you, Robert. Yep. And I'm following the parliamentary procedures, you know, just trying to make the best of it as I can.
Perfect.
But I appreciate your help. Okay, we've approved the minutes, and I'm not sure where I guess we'll take care of our and on item 5 of the order of business, special orders matters which demand special priority. The next would be backing up is reports of officers, boards, standing committees. And this probably goes right along with the agenda, which is all on that thread. Sorry, I'm just going to go back here and just look at, I know Tony had put together an agenda for us.
Stephen, do you want, are you prepared to deliver the financial report from the Finance Committee yet or not?
I can deliver a report. It's just going to be ad hoc. I want to let the rest of the directors know how much we've been working on the finances.
Okay.
I guess that would be next, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think you need to give the report. Then what happens is that there would be a report from the executive committee after that. So okay. It's up to you whether or not you want to give the financial report. If you're ready,
I'll do my best, and then hopefully, and hopefully that'll suffice. There's let me just pull up and get the numbers here. So there's been a lot of work going into this behind the scenes, and I'm going to speak on behalf of Dr. Lee and Brady, who have helped me out quite a bit as a new treasurer here, and we're trying to resurrect our public charity status with the IRS. We've got a hold of the information request that they've sent back to us after we filed the 1023. We have a draft response, and we should be able to proceed. I've reached out to the IRS agent who's in charge of our application, and it looks like we're going to be able to correct a number of errors that were made on the filing from February. And from what I can tell, he seems very agreeable, and it should be pretty easy to work with them going forward. So hopefully we'll have something very soon on this front. And then we also will have to file a 990EZ form to take care of 2015's filing. So it's kind of funny because we've been revoked, but we still need to file, and it has to be a paper return. So there's been a lot of going over the instructions of multiple IRS forms. And that's that. We'll definitely have more, I'm sure, next month. Hopefully we'll have some good news very soon.
Stephen,
the numbers.
Excuse me. Do we have to file the 990EZ paper because of the revocation? Because it's less than $50,000 of net assets. In the past, we filed just a postcard. So is it because of the revocation we have to go and do the EZ? Is that the reason?
That's my understanding. That's what Mr. McGee, the IRS contact, has informed us.
Okay. So what happens to all those 3 years that are missing? What do we do with that?
That's what this 1023 form is supposed to take care of. There's no extra 990s to deal with for those individual years.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. That's good.
Yeah, it's good. And you've done a tremendous job. Hi. Who is this?
Yeah, this is Roberto again.
Oh, sorry, Roberto.
So this is the second time that I am kicked out of the meeting. I'm sorry.
What number did you call?
Yeah, it said the 866-735-0897.
Oh, I've got a couple other numbers on the join by phone Zoom. Maybe you want to try the one I dialed, the 408-638-0968.
The 408. Oh, okay. If I am out again, I will use the 408.
Okay, good. Yeah, getting back to all the paperwork, Dr. Lee has done a great job, so has Brady, and just helping me sort through this. And there's also a financial statement that they've helped put together on the wiki. So we're going to be piecing more bits into that because of missing bank statements from 2010, 11, and 12. But we should be able to get everything to where it should be. So hopeful that we'll be, you know, have back on solid ground.
Steven, excuse me, can you see that I'm clicking the raise my hand button. Can you see that?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, well, I was on a different screen. Let me see.
Because on the participant screen, rather than my interrupting you, I think I'm gonna raise my hand.
Oh, okay.
Can you see that?
I do now, okay.
Okay, so I'm gonna lower my hand. I just wanna make sure you can see it. Okay, I'm gonna
lower my hand. Stay on that screen. Oh, no, thank you. This is my first time on Zoom here. So.
Yeah, right, exactly. I think it's easier if I don't keep interrupting you. I'll raise my hand. How's that?
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay.
And were there any questions, I guess, on my report? Any other questions? Okay.
No.
Yes?
It's clear. Everything's clear.
I didn't hear what you said.
Roberto, are you clear?
Yes, I'm clear. That's why I said, yeah. I don't have any questions.
Okay, good.
Okay. I think someone has to make a motion to accept the report.
I move that we do.
Well, you know, this is Brady. I was off for a little bit. I got knocked off, it looks like, but I guess it's recorded, so if anyone else gets knocked off, we can always listen to it, but I'll second it since I know about the, unless someone else wants to.
No, thank you, Brady. I didn't really say anything you don't already know from your emails. Okay, and is everyone in favor?
Yes.
Great. Okay, moving on to the next report. What was that going to be, Dr. Lee?
I think that you might want to bring up old business from the personnel committee to bring forth the nomination. We don't have enough folks to elect Brady, but we still should bring it up and decide what we want to do because we're short one vote right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't we discuss it as to what we want to do at this point?
Okay. What I want to do is find the spot in the bylaws. I'm going to step away from the Zoom meeting just to clear up what we need to vote. I know there's been some contention today in the forum about this and regarding our...
Do you want to keep talking? I'll find it. Just keep talking.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I don't know if everyone is aware that Art resigned. But I thought, Brady, you handled very well, and I appreciate the way you responded. And it seems pretty clear to me that we're trying to follow the bylaws as best as we can, and I guess all I need to say.
Let's see.
So people can actually raise, this is Brady, can people actually raise their hands on the, it looks like we have people
Yeah, I raised my hand, and Robert is...
Okay, and looks like Robert
first,
did.
So I suppose you have to recognize him first. I'll put my hands down.
Okay. I just like, look.
Robert?
Yes, hey, Robert. I'm just looking through the bylaws as well to see if we can get some clear-cut definitions of the voting process for Brady. I just forgot to put my hand down. I was going to say I will look into it. Dr. Lee did as well. So whoever finds it first, I suppose.
I found it.
You win.
Okay. It's Article 7 about the Personnel Committee. Personnel Committee is in charge of bringing a nomination for the executive director to the full board for a two-thirds majority vote. So we're talking about the full a full board that's 10 people. So for a two-thirds majority, that's you have to have seven out of 10 votes. It's right there about personnel. It's Article 7 about the committee.
Right.
And then if you scroll all the way down to the C part of it, a Section 2, a standing committee, and then you go to C about personnel. I think that's where it spells it out.
Yeah, that's interesting because it looks like Section 9 back up above it for voting is, I guess, votes on other matters, but because there is a specific part here for this vote, that looks to be where we're limited.
May I jump in?
Please.
You're in Article 6, Section 9. It specifically says, it talks about unless there are actual specific specifications that these bylaws point out, which I think the other section Dr. Lee was talking about would supersede that. That's how I'm reading it. I'm sorry, hold on.
Right.
Reading in Section 9, though, and I'll read from it. If a quorum is present when a vote is taken, the affirmative vote of a majority of directors present is the act of the board of directors, unless applicable by law. So, I don't know. This might be some ambiguity, but as it stands now, I see seven people in the meeting. What is preventing us from actually voting?
Dr. Lee isn't technically on the board.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm not a board director. Member. I don't count.
So... My next question was arts, and I have not been on the boards this morning today. I only found out about art 3 minutes ago. Was his resignation effective immediately?
Yeah, I believe so.
So at that point, we only have 9 board of directors or directors at the moment. So 6 would be a two-thirds majority, because at the time of this meeting, if we only have 9 positions. We can, I think we could make the argument that the vote should be allowed to happen today.
I think there are 10 members, and there were 11, but now we're at 10. This is Brady.
Why?
Okay, 10 post-art.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry, that was my confusion. I thought we were 10 with art, 9 without.
But that was a good attempt. That's good.
I think I see 9 if I'm looking at the agenda for 312, because Greg and Greg is no longer treasurer. I mean, I'm not sure if he's, I don't think he was elected to the board.
He wasn't. I think Tony and Art both said that it was a temporary situation. Basically,
right.
Greg was hired to do the reinstatement, so he really is not part of the board.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a list on the wiki as well, right?
Right.
guess there's someone I'm missing from this other list.
Yeah, hey, this is Brady, and I'm going to be off for about, I have to take a call. I'll be, it's probably just be like 5 minutes or so.
It's okay, Brady. Okay, not call. Okay. Just great, do what great. You need to do.
Okay, so we have Jit, Robert, Lou, who couldn't make it. He emailed earlier. Shamim, Tony, Brady, Roberto, myself, and Kevin, who couldn't make it as well. Okay. Yeah, so there are 10. So I guess we can't act on this, and we'll have to postpone it to either next month's meeting or proceed under another section of the bylaw for action without a meeting.
I believe we could call a special meeting. This is Robert. We could call a special meeting, I suppose, if we wanted to make a vote before the next month meeting, which I think might be a good idea.
Yeah.
Do you want to move that, Robert? Why do you move it? Yes. I'll second it. Please.
So I move that we hold a special meeting of the board of directors to elect an executive director before the next meeting in May.
I second it.
Well, you know, Dr. Lee, the more I think about it, since you're not on the board, I don't think you're allowed to second motion.
I'll be quiet then.
I'm second.
Okay. I'll second okay. it.
Great.
Shamim.
Okay.
So, as a point of order, Stephen, I think because the way we handle these meetings, and this is a suggestion, take it or leave it, when we're voting on a motion like this, instead of doing an all in favor, I think it would be easier to say all opposed and then allow a 5 or 6 second window to allow anybody who needs to speak. That way we all don't have to chime in with yays or nays. Only people who are actually opposed can speak in. Take it or leave it,
okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so I do see Section 5 in the bylaws, so maybe we can review that after the meeting and get in touch with people going forward before the next meeting.
Stephen, if you and I want to meet up after the meeting, we can talk about that.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good.
Also, while it's on my mind, I'm looking at the notes. Do we need to redo the motion that Dr. Leah brought forward? I'm sorry, the approval of the minutes?
The approval of the minutes, yeah.
Okay, I motion to approve the minutes from last month.
Okay, I'll second that. Is there anyone opposed? Okay, hearing none, we resolve that. Okay, back to the order of business.
So, this is Brady. I just got back online. So the plan is to just nominate and move on.
Well, yeah, welcome back, Brady. We're gonna proceed under a special meeting for Section 5 of the bylaws, and Robert and I are going to meet to discuss that.
Okay.
And then, we'll hopefully have something before next month. And any other standing committees? I guess that would be the MU2 committee. Did someone want to?
Yeah, this is Brady. I can go over the MU2 stuff. So there's basically, I'll go into a little detail. We haven't done much detail in the MU2. There's basically 7 items left to do, and I'll go through each one just with where we are in the status. There's item A8, which is clinical decision support. That one we've tried probably 4 or 5 times to get testing passed with Harley and Tony and MI squared, but it's just been too tough, so we're having Vasolve do a detailed gap analysis, and they're working on that now just to kind of figure out what we need to do to get that to pass. Then there's item B5, which is lab tests and values. That one's very close to passing. Harley and MI squared and Tony are very close, and also Rod's been helping out with that. So that one will likely pass soon. Then there's clinical quality measures. That's a big one, and that one, that we had code contributed by NSoft Tech to pass that, but the problem is there's a lot of issues with it. Actually, Vasolve just did a pretty detailed gap analysis on it. We're missing, I think we need about 9 rules. We're 3 rules short. There's several hundred issues with error messages and things like that. So there's quite a lot of work to be done. I mean, the core is there, but there's going to be a lot more development that needs to be done to pass that. Then there's item E2, which is clinical summaries. That ZH is going to, you know, they offered a, you know, there's only a little bit of a hurdle left to do that, so that'll be passed soon. And then there's F2, which is transmission of immunization registries. And ZH has offered to work on that. And they're actually, they've gotten the code in, you know, there's, it's going through review, and they'll probably get that passed. It sounds like they have a testing scheduled on Friday. So hopefully that'll be passed. Then there's item G2, which is the automated measure calculations. And that is also undergoing gap analysis by Vasolve at this point. That's a pretty large one, and we'll see. It looks like at least, you know, the initial analysis looks like, you know, things look pretty good, but there'll likely be a little bit of development required on that one also. And then the last item is item G3, which is safety enhanced design. This is more of a paperwork item that also then requires a kind of a testing by physician type of folks after it's done and, you know, filling out surveys. And we do have a group that actually already did this. It was a group over at in New York. I forgot what college it was, but it was a bunch of kind of graduate type students who have medical experience. But the problem is the report was outdated, so they wouldn't accept it. So it has to be redone. So they're working on that. But if they don't do it, it's another thing we may ask Vasolve to help out with, just to see what needs to be done with that. After Vasolve does their gap analysis, then the question is going to be, you know, how much development work will it take? We'll need to get estimates to get that finished. So that's a status report on NU2.
That's great. Thanks for keeping that brief. I know there's a lot of items there. But it sounds pretty positive, like there's a plan.
Yeah. Everything, at this point, I think everything has a plan, which is, I think, the most important thing. And everything is moving forward.
Great. Did anyone want to comment or have any questions? Okay, hearing none. Would someone like to make a motion to accept the report?
This is Robert. I move to accept the MU2 committee report.
Thank you, Robert. Dr. Lee, I see you have your hand raised. Is everything?
Yes, okay. After you're done, do you want to discuss the vice chair? I think that Sam and Senna will have some comments about that.
Okay, sure. I think we'll call that new business. Is that being fair?
Yes.
Okay, we have a motion to accept Brady's report. Would someone like to second it?
Is there any way for the administrator to mute somebody from his side? Because I think there's a lot of noise coming from...
Let's get to fix that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, well, I'll second the motion in case someone didn't hear that. That was on Brady's report. And any opposed to accepting the report? Okay, great. Moving on. Reports of special committees. I don't think... Well, that probably was the MU2, I guess, technically, within a special committee. Special orders matters, which demand special priority. I think we, as a board, we have to make a note in the minutes here that we've accepted Art's resignation as secretary. And we can add the search for a secretary in the new business portion of the meeting. Please correct, Robert, if you have anything to add with that, as how to handle the resignation of the office.
So I didn't know who was taking notes, if anybody, today. So I have been feverishly taking notes. So I have not not pulled the bylaws up while discussing this. So
I didn't mean to put you on the spot. Yeah,
no,
we've got
you're fine.
A couple recordings, and I think Brady's actually was taking notes, but I know he had to step away, and I think Dr. Lee is taking some notes for us as well.
Yes, I am.
So do you just want to talk about that? after the meeting when we're discussing a special meeting as well, and we'll figure out what the next step is.
Sure, I guess we can just know that we've received Art's resignation, and if there are some special, if we need to take action on that, that we will do so as soon as possible after we review the bylaws. How's that?
Sounds good.
Okay, great. And moving on to unfinished business, which I'm not sure if there are any items that were unfinished from the previous month's meeting.
As a teacher, what are you doing in the hall?
Did anyone have an item without me going back and reviewing it here? Dr. Lee, I see your hands up.
The unfinished business has to do with personnel bringing forth nomination, basically. So we've done it already.
Okay, great. Thank you. And let's go on to new business then. We looks like we're going to be in need of to fill these officer positions, which should have been filled at our first meeting. I guess that was way back in January. But now we need a secretary added, so we're going to need to have some board members step forward and show some commitment and put in some time from month to month here to be an officer of OEMR. And I don't think we need to make any recommendations. I know, Shamim, did you have something to say regarding this? Is that right? I thought Dr.
I was on mute. About which part was the question about?
Did you have any thoughts about the unfilled officer position?
No, I mean, I'm not in opposition of the proposed position that is being offered, but in principle, I would like vendors to stay away from officer position. That's my feeling, mm-hmm. But I have no opposition on this because you know there's a reason you know why we don't want vendors competing against each other and having that sort of bad blood in there. So we can all contribute to the development of the project, but why get into the officer position?
Okay, that seems wise. I would think that there are some items of as far as a code of conduct for any director that would hopefully avoid any type of situation like that. But I understand what you're saying. Why put yourself into you know that spot? So I think
this is Brady. I can't. I guess since I'm the host, I can't raise my hand. I've noticed, but I mean, I agree in theory that we shouldn't have, the problem is we only have, I think just three people on the board that are non-professionals. So it's going to be really tough practically to, one, I mean, fill the board with non-vendors, but also, two, to fill the officers with non-vendors.
Yeah, that's fine. It was just a principle that...
I completely agree in principle. It would be nice when we can avoid that. And I guess regarding, if we're on new business, regarding, we have two positions, it seems like that we're trying to fill the vice chair now and also the secretary. Vice chair, I know, Senate was, did express some wishes to take that position, and I thought it made sense. I wasn't, the nomination went through. Art put that in, but I didn't. I was hoping to get a little bit more, what people thought about it on the, the rest of the members. But he's been involved in the community for a while, and and has been involved in OEMR for a while. And so I think it'd be a good fit. But again, it's something we could maybe put the nomination in, and then, and then vote further down the road if no one's ready to do that. But
My experience, with what you said about Sena is similar to your opinion. that he has been a valuable member of the community, and his company has helped a lot. Yes.
Thanks. This is Shana. Thanks a lot, guys. Hey, look. Yes, I agree with Samim. It's not a must. We will continue contributing, but I like to see good open community support and honesty. And one way or another, we will continue contributing. And thanks a lot, Samim. Thanks a lot, Brady, for your support. It doesn't matter one way or another. So we will continue supporting. So I like to be the vice chair, but it's not a big deal.
Well, that sounds great. Robert, I see you have your hand raised.
Yes, I believe, and I would have to double check and go back through the minutes. We have discussed this in a previous board meeting. I believe, and I could be wrong, we'll need to go back to the minutes, that we discussed the idea of vendors sitting on the board, but I believe there was pretty adamant pushback that vendors not hold a director position. We can have them on the board, but we don't want them in the executive director, vice chair, secretary, treasurer, those types of positions. I could be mistaken, but I feel like I remember maybe in the January meeting, I wasn't there in the February meeting. I feel like that we've discussed this before, and
yeah, I
like the idea of separating out. I think anybody that's willing to serve should be able to be on the board. I'm more hesitant, as I think everybody has discussed already, of allowing vendors to be directors. That being said, I think if a vendor brought forth a reasonable argument, we should at least hear that out.
This is Shamin here. I think I remember a meeting long ago where I had expressly stated that if financial transactions and project allocations were involved, the vendors should recuse themselves from anything to do with that. I remember that conversation, and at several times I did not get that was being used, and that is one of my problems with having vendors in office positions, where the line gets really blurred. But like I said earlier, individually, Sena is a man of great integrity. I have no issues with that. And that was a principle that I had tried to push long ago, which was not accepted. But I don't remember this particular thing about vendors not holding director positions. I was not privy to that conversation.
This is Sana again. Okay. Thanks, Mim. There was a discussion on MU2, and in fact, I took my name off of MU2. I don't know, Brady, whether you recall that. It was a couple of months ago. There was a committee for MU2. I said, hey, we are going to contribute to that. Take my name off of it. At any point, if there is a conflict, I can take my name off of it. That's not the issue.
Yeah, this is Brady. Yeah, that was, we have put a mechanism in for the MU3 committee where basically...
Oh, MU3.
Yeah, if you mean MU3, where basically we have, basically that one doesn't allow vendors, because that one will decide who gets funding for the MU3
exactly.
Project. So we have separated, because of that conversation, we did separate that to avoid conflict of interest.
Yeah, I think that's where what Robert is thinking about. Specifically, I had asked, it was part of a set of conditions as part of the charter. I had a whole bunch of stuff that I had asked before I would start funding, start work on MU3 certification. So I think that's what Robert is thinking about. Is that right, Robert?
Yes. The more the conversation went, the more my memory was jogged. It was about MU3 and any financial conflicts that may arise that the vendor would have to remove himself from from running. That is, yes, now it's all coming back to me slowly as other people are bringing in their points. That is what we discussed.
Yep. So.
Okay. So the way that this stands right now is that we have Tony as the president, I'm the treasurer, and there are two open positions. Our bylaws say that there shall be four officers. I guess that's not a that almost sounds like a requirement. But a single person may fulfill the duties of three or fewer officer positions. And that seems like what's been done in the past is that a single person, I'm just going to say it's probably been Tony, who's been holding down the fort for a lot of the officer roles. And so it would be great to get four people in there instead of one person doing multiple duties, because that's the amount of work I think this is going to move us to where we want to be. So if we make the item for next month that we can use the forum to post, I guess we have Senna's nomination here, so that can be an agenda item for next month to vote on that.
Stephen, may I? Stephen.
Yes, sorry.
I don't know if I can actually nominate myself, but I would love to fill the role of the secretary. And if during the special meeting before next month to discuss the executive director nomination, if the board feels the need for me to present why I'm looking to do that or what my qualifications are, I would be prepared to do that. But I don't know if I can nominate myself, so to avoid the wait time of finding somebody, I would like to fill that. If somebody else needs to actually nominate me, that would be great. But I just want to at least put my interest out and see where the rest of the room stands.
Well, that's excellent. You know, so thinking about it, we've got two potential directors to fill those spots. Dr. Lee, I see your hand.
Stephen, it is not necessary for the vice chair or for the secretary to have a two-thirds majority. Basically, remember the first meeting, Tony was kind of voted in. It's kind of like on a voice vote. So the executive director requires more votes. So if you want to do, first of all, I think okay. You need to accept Art's resignation. So why don't you make that formal to accept his resignation, have everybody vote on it to accept it. Then tonight you can do the election for the secretary and the vice chair. You don't need a two-thirds majority.
Okay.
And I'll nominate Robert for, this is Brady, I'll nominate Robert for secretary to get that going.
Okay, great, I'll second that.
If we could spend 2 minutes, I want to read over section 3, talking about resignations, termination, and removal of directors, just to make sure that we can do what we're about to do. I just want to make sure that all works. So if you want to circle back to this, if you want to move on to the next item, I'll review section 3, and then we can pick this up when I make sure that we're not going to step on anything that we shouldn't step on.
That sounds fine, Dr. Lee.
You have to accept Art's resignation before you can elect anybody. No one, you haven't formally done that, mm-hmm. So please do that first before you nominate and vote. It's just a point of order.
Yeah, sure. That's fine. I think, you know, I like your point, Robert, and it looks to me like Section 3 is just the first sentence. Resignation from the board must be made in writing and received by the secretary. I think that's about all we need to see from the bylaws.
Ironically, the secretary is the one resigning.
Right.
So if it came in writing, I move to accept Art's resignation from the secretary position.
Okay, I will second that. Any discussion?
Stephen, actually, in the forum, before Tony left, or one of his last posts most recently, he basically accepted the resignation. So if you need to have someone officially do it, Tony's done already, but I think it's just better if we do it here too. So once you accept it, then please go on and elect Robert. Take a vote on Robert, please.
Okay. Yeah, I thought that's what we were doing, I think. The motion on the floor is that Robert has moved to accept Art's resignation. I've seconded it. Is there any discussion? And hearing none, if there are none opposed, then we should accept the resignation. It's been passed. So moving on, why don't we deal with the other motion that's kind of on the floor here. Brady had nominated Robert to be the secretary. I had seconded it. Is there any discussion? Okay, hearing none. Are there any opposed? Okay, great. Congratulations, Robert. And then for the vice chair, I believe Shamim has voiced his support of Senna. Is that, would you care to make a motion, Shamim, for Senna to be vice chair?
Oh, I was on mute again. Sure.
Okay, great. Would anyone like to second that?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Robert. Is there any discussion? Okay, we've kind of discussed it a little bit already, so are there any opposed? Okay, hearing none, then Senna is now the vice chair. So congratulations. Got a full slate of officers.
Do we have to vote, or do we just...
I was advised by Robert just to say, just to wait to hear if anyone was opposed.
Oh, I got it. Okay, I got it. I got it.
Maybe you missed that part.
I got it.
Yeah, Brady was out for that part of it.
More efficient.
Okay. Well, that's great. Moving on. I think we just have new business, which is going to be a special meeting to look into getting the executive director into position. Are there any other items that we need to discuss under new business? Okay.
Stephen?
Hearing none. Yes?
Regarding the special meeting, just so it's clear and we've discussed it, the personnel committee will meet at the conclusion of this meeting to discuss a special meeting to appoint the executive director that will happen before the next meeting. We will use the forums to schedule and continue that process.
Sure. Dr. Lee?
I think that personnel has brought forth nomination of Brady. What you folks have to do at this point is to affix a date for the special meeting, because the nomination is not in question. You just have to fix a date for this special meeting.
Okay.
And if you want to do that later, you can do it later.
Okay. Yeah, why don't we follow up on the forum when Robert and I need to throw a date out there.
Okay.
It might be easier, you know, to discuss that right now, and seeing as how we've got six directors.
Yeah. This is Brady. Who needs to attend the meeting? Do we have to do the same thing? We need to have seven people?
Yes. Yes, Brady, because you need the full board. The full board, if you have a full board, now that we have Robert, it's 11 which composes the full board. So you need 6.66 or seven people.
Well, I was already a member of the board. I was a general director. So we're still at 10.
We're still at 10. So, you know, because, I mean, if you wait till the next meeting, yes, we could do it then, but it sounds like we're trying to do it earlier. Is that why we're...
I believe the goal was to do it tonight, but we have to have the seven. We have to have seven members to vote. So
you need to get
holding us up tonight.
I think, yeah. I mean, the other way to go about this is to do it without a meeting under Section 10, which is that we would have a written resolution on what action we're seeking. And then, I'm not sure, reading this here again, but if everyone has to be in the affirmative on that, so there might be some special considerations with that.
Can I bring up a point of order? And Dr. Lee, you may have some input on this as well as Stephen. Under Section C of Article 7, under the Personnel Committee, it states that we are in charge of bringing a nomination for Executive Director to the full Board of Directors for a two-thirds majority vote. We've already brought nomination to the full Board. Is there any, am I reading it? I feel like we can maybe say, well, we brought it to the full Board. We brought the nomination to the full Board. Does the full Board have to vote? Or does the full Board just need to have the nomination brought?
I think that what it means to me is that if you have 10 people on the Board, then I don't think all 10 of you have to be here, but it sounds like you need 7 people to vote Brady. And unfortunately, for Executive Director, you need a two-thirds majority. For everybody else, you need a simple majority, which I suppose makes sense because the Executive Director has quite a bit of responsibility. And I suppose that's why he has a big section all to himself. So therefore, you need you basically need a super majority. You can't just have a simple majority. That's the problem.
So that means we need a minimum of 7 people to attend and vote for Brady, or 10 people and at least 7. We need at least 7 people to vote.
In favor of Brady. Or if you do what Stephen has suggested, you can have a vote, a write-in vote, and if you have 7 people sending in a ballot, you don't have to have a meeting, which is something nice to do because everybody's really busy. And I think this is unusual in that we got all of you here tonight. I think the only time we had this many people is the first time we met, and we've never had this many people since the first meeting. So we may have to resort to basically a write-in ballot from board members.
Yeah, I think the more I look at the personnel committee, it seems like you'd have to have everyone on the board present for the vote. We have to bring the nomination to the full board, and that seems pretty unlikely with our schedules. So I'm thinking it might be easier to go the route of Section 10. However, then everyone has to agree with Brady being the executive director, which might be problematic.
Well, okay. Go ahead, Brady.
I think the issue is what Dr. Lee said. I don't think you need all 10 to be there. I think you've already gotten the nomination to the full board, but I think you do need to have 7 positive votes. I think just asking, you're right, because of time, I think our next best bet of getting enough people is just going to be the next monthly board meeting. But before then, we can definitely try probably the written ballot method. And if you're, there's probably 2 unknowns, I suppose, vote-wise, but we can always see what happens.
Even in the event that we do the written ballot and you don't receive full majority, we can still, I believe, bring you up as a nomination during the next meeting. And then you're back down to the supermajority of 7.
Right.
That all being said, I move that we have a written ballot for the appointment of Brady for executive director.
Okay, there's the motion on the floor. Does anyone want to second that? I don't want to take all the fun.
Well, you won't let me, so I won't.
That's right.
This is Sana. I second that.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion? More discussion? Okay, hearing none. And are there any opposed?
Point of order. Who seconded it? Apologies.
This is Sana.
Sana, thank you.
Sure. Okay, are there any opposed? Okay, great. and we'll probably go the route of the forum, and that'll be the easiest to track, I would think, unless anyone has a, you know, would rather see this done by email. I'm not sure what.
Stephen, do you want to discuss that after the meeting? Like, what do you think the most effective route is? I would imagine the forums.
Yeah, I agree.
And then if we don't, you know, after a couple days, if we don't get enough people, we just kind of nudge them via email saying, go to the boards and vote.
Right.
Sounds good.
Okay, yeah. I mean, there's already a thread for executive director, so it shouldn't be a problem. Okay. And there's still a new business here. Are there any other items?
I do have one question. This is Sana. I'm still in India, unfortunately, for next 3 weeks. If you guys are going to have a meeting, is it possible not to have midnight or late, early morning kind of a thing? I request that. If it is not possible, that's okay, but that is a request from me.
Okay.
I don't think we'll have a meeting in the next 3 weeks. I imagine our next meeting will be in a month. We can be back stateside.
Hmm.
Hey, guys, this is Shamim. I have to drop off now. If there is nothing important pending, may I, with your permission?
Bye, Sam.
See you later, Sam.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll get a thread going for the next month's meeting and see if Wednesday is going to be okay again, Wednesday evening, or if we go back to Saturday afternoon. I'm talking East Coast time. Does that sound fair? Dr. Lee?
Stephen, we had a thread going, so this is the best we can do. I'm sorry, Santa. We tried hard. Because Sam can't do the weekends. He can't do nights. I think his family has a great deal of demand on him. So this is the best time. And then Tony can't do early mornings. So really, this is the only thing we can do. Sorry.
No. This is perfect for me. This is
okay.
Perfect. Oh, this, no issues on this timing. I just want to make sure it doesn't get earlier than this. Oh, no issues. This is just perfect.
Oh, good. Oh, great.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Sorry if I wasn't clear.
I guess what was unclear is we probably won't have a special meeting. Hopefully, we'll be able to take care of this on the forum, the executive director position.
Yeah, this timing is okay. Perfect.
Okay, good. Any other items for new business? Okay, hearing none, I think that concludes our meeting.
One quick question to Brady. This is not board. Brady, is there anything we are delaying in MU2 you expect we need to expedite?
I don't think so. But we, you know, we can end the meeting and then I'll stop recording and we can talk about it after.
Okay. I move to adjourn the meeting.
Great, I second that.
The meeting, so I'll stop recording.